journey with me in the mind of a medic, 'cause that's my everyday.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to A Medic's Mind. Thanks very much for joining me today. Today's going to be a bit of a different episode. Different in that I have some things I want to talk to you guys about, but mainly it pertains to the podcast itself. You may have noticed that I did some rebranding, meaning that, you know, the podcast cover is a bit different. You may have heard a couple different intros at the beginning of my podcasts, and you may have noticed a few different musical segues and interludes and things. Maybe the Medic's Mind podcast is going through a bit of an identity crisis, or maybe it's evolving. I don't know. Either way, we'll discuss next. If you're interested in more tips for writers and authors, be sure to follow me over on Twitter, now known as X, and don't forget to check out my two full-length memoirs, A Medic's Mind and A Medic's Mind, Love, Loss, and All Things in Between, available wherever books are sold. The A Medic's Mind Podcast. It's come a long way since I first started it back in 2018. You may have noticed that in 2018, my main focus on the podcast itself was essentially me kind of doing these talking heads, but I was a little more angry back then. I had just came back from rehab, and I was about a year removed from my mother's passing. So there was a few different things that I was confronting at that time. And so I used some colorful language, dropping the C-bomb quite often. And now I rarely do that at all. That's not to say that it doesn't exist within my vocabulary. It does. I mean, I am British after all, and therefore it's colloquial to me. I grew up around that language. I grew up around that word. But I also have enough self-awareness to understand when it should or shouldn't be used. And I just don't find myself needing to use it quite so much anymore. So the podcast grew from that into mainly me telling stories of my working life, stories of me as a paramedic. And I would put them to music sometimes. Sometimes I would just, you know, read them to you. And then they became highly produced as I grew in more skills with respect to audio recording and storytelling. And then after, a year or two or maybe even three of that, it evolved again into just being stories. There was no intro. There was no prelude. There was just, you know, me, the intro, and then the story itself. And I feel like that was good for a time. I got what I needed to get out of it. I told the stories I needed to tell, and then my life, as lives do, my life changed. You know, I met Sheena. I published a book. I published a second book. I now have a third book published on its way. But my life with Sheena changed, you know, life with kids became a bit different. And, you know, I found myself needing to talk about the traumas that I had faced in my previous life as a medic, becoming less and less paramount to the podcast. And then I started having intermittency within the podcast. I wasn't posting as regularly. The, you know, episodes were sometimes a month in between. And it wasn't because I didn't have things to say. It's because that I didn't know really how to go about saying it. Because, you know, I would want to tell a story about a call I had been on, and I wanted to put it to music and set it. And yeah, it took some skill set and some time to do that. But in my mentality wasn't quite as depressive as it once was. You know, I'm living with Sheena and her two wonderful daughters, and I'm growing and evolving with them as they navigate life. And I found myself wanting to talk about my life in general and talk about things as I'm living a life in recovery. but I didn't really know how to set those to story. And so in recent days, in recent weeks, I have started just doing these talking head episodes, and they seemingly have helped me out tremendously with analytics anyway, with, you know, reaching more people. If I bring up my stats here, in the last 30 days, I've had 1,161 Spotify impressions. An impression, based on what Spotify tells me here, is the number of times my podcast or show or any of my episodes have been shown to someone on Spotify. The Spotify homepage has featured my podcast 291 times, and I've been searched for in Spotify 852 times, and I've been added to 18 Spotify libraries in the past 30 days. And that got me to thinking, is it time for the podcast to evolve once more? In that, it will always remain a medic's mind. I will always possess a medic's mind. A medic's mind started by me introducing the world to who I am. No, I'm not a medic anymore. No, I will never return to working as a paramedic. And no, I don't just need to talk about medical things in order for my a medic's mind to exist. And I think I had to wrap my head around that. I think I had to come to a point in my life where I said, hey, I'm more than just being a medic. I may possess a medic's mind. It's my mind. That's my mind that I'm talking about. It's my mind that I'm discussing and sharing with the world. And just as minds do, they evolve and they grow. And my life experience has evolved and grown. And so there's a rebranding taking place in a medic's mind. The podcast name will remain A Medic's Mind, but, you know, I think the thumbnail needs to reflect that. Right now, it's very heavily medic-centric, you know, and not all these stories have anything to do with working on the front lines of EMS. I will tell those stories. I will continue to share those stories. I will continue to talk about the things that pop up as I evolve and grow in therapy. I'm still in therapy. I will likely be in therapy or a form of therapy for the rest of my life. So it's likely that I will have more medic stories to share. But I think in general, the stories that I would like to share, the stories I would like to talk about, the stories I would like to put out in the world are ones that pertain to my everyday life. And my everyday life now doesn't revolve around being on the ambulance. It doesn't revolve around being in the army as a medic. Those are facets of my life, and I have talked about them in great length. But now I'm living a different life in a different version of life, and I think I can still bring benefit to people by talking about the things and the challenges and the victories that I have day to day. And so I feel like I need to come on here and clarify that, because those of you who listen to the podcast will know that, you know, he's messing around with the theme song. Yeah, he's trying different things, you know, but I wanted to tell you why those things were taking place. And I also wanted to let you know that I think I've kind of figured out the path I want to go forward with this podcast. It's always going to be a mental health centric podcast, because that's my life. That's my go-to. But I also want to just share in my life with you and make it relatable to you, the listener, because I feel like you can relate. I feel like, you know, life is one of those things that, yes, it's unique to ourselves, but it's not just unique as a whole. You know, what I always say is that my story is not unique. It's just uniquely my own. And I believe that to be true in life as well. We have some commonalities, and I feel like it's time for me to evolve and lean into those things, lean into that new version of me. And I feel like that may also be a growth point for me as well, to grow and evolve a little bit as a person, as a man. You know, I am 41 years old, you know, getting halfway through the year. I'm closer to 42. Holy hell. That's crazy. But I, you know, a man in his 40s is different than a man in his 30s, than is different than a man in his 20s. And I am a different man in my 40s than I have ever been at any other point in my life. The anger that once existed and sort of pervaded my inhabiting space, it's not there anymore. It doesn't exist in that realm anymore. It's different for me now. Do I get angry? Of course I do. You know, when I have nightmares and I can't sleep, of course I wake up angry. I had an incident this past weekend where Sheena and I were doing something fairly innocuous. We're doing some chores. We're doing some stuff. And I have some triggers, and I don't really want to get into them because I haven't really dissected this too hard or too heavily in therapy. I've attempted to, but it's still quite a hard talking point for me. But I don't handle the scent of urine very well, especially when it comes to really potent scents like animals, like cat urine. Don't want to get into why, don't want to get into the specifics. Anyway, we were doing chores, and unbeknown to me, Sheena had changed the cat litter box and placed it into a garbage bag that was then rested in the garbage shed. And I went in to grab the bags and put them out because we're going to put them in the back of the truck and take them to the dump. Well, the bag that had the cat litter in it was still, you know, there's still room to put other things in it. And so I, in the middle of a midday sun, opened up the bag and I got hit with a face full of cat urine, and that did not do good things for me. You can't tell, but right now I'm sitting here with my sage sniffer as I tell this story because it still hits me. And, you know, immediately after that, a vehicle pulled up to our house and somebody was waving me over. I don't really recall exactly what was going on. I know it was an old guy, and I went up there and I think I did my best to engage with him. Had no idea what he wanted. Sheena later informed me that he was asking for directions. Sheena took over the social encounter because I was out of it. I was not here. I was not present. I was gone, aloof, way, way gone to places that were not good. And it was a struggle to come back. And I got nauseous. I got sweaty. I got emotional. And those things suck because those feel like hijackings of self. And that's what PTSD is. It manifests that way sometimes. It can hijack you. It can take you away from yourself. And in those instances, yeah, I still get angry. I still get frustrated. I still hate it. I don't like when I'm that hijacked. I don't like when I, you know, fail at my, you know, coping mechanisms, because there are instances where I feel myself starting to become disassociated or starting to feel myself become something that isn't contextually relevant to the situation I'm in. And I'm able to combat against it because I've had enough exposure, because I've had enough time in therapy and enough skills given to me and bestowed to me by very skilled therapists and people. And, you know, when it goes from 0 to 100, so to speak, there's always a gradation, but sometimes it goes very, very rapidly. And so it feels like 0 to 100. And those are when I get really frustrated, because I don't like being dysregulated. I hate it, in fact. So, you know, there are these things that are going to pop up for me, and things that I'm going to need to talk about, and things that will kind of segue back into my time as a medic. That's part of where this disdain for urine comes from, is heavily stems from an incident back when I was a medic. And there are still triggers that I'm learning. And so I will definitely talk about those things, and I'll definitely discuss those things. And I will still likely turn things into story, because that is, writing is partly what helps me control things, giving it a beginning, a middle, and an end. That's what helps me. And so I will likely always, in some facet, utilize my skill set as a writer, which is weird. I still suffer from imposter syndrome when I say stuff like that, but just for ease of storytelling here, utilize that skill set as a writer to craft and narrate things, as well as share them in a way that other people can latch onto them and maybe hear themselves in that story, and also hear that there is an end to it. There is another side to despair, and it's not always just bleak, dark, and black. And I think it's important to me that I come on and let you guys know kind of what I've been doing with all these experimental aspects of the podcast. But I think it's also important to let you know where my headset's at, where my mindset is, and where I plan to take things going forward. So I think in the coming weeks and months, I'm going to try and be a little bit more consistent with posting, which I feel like I have been over this last little stretch. But it'll be just talking about life in general, the challenges, the victories, the triumphs, the downsides, the depression, the non-depression, innocuous things such as golf, and the fact that I bought a pair of knickers didn't know that knickers existed for dudes, but they do, and they're not what you think they are. If you think they're panties, they're not panties. They're crazy golf pantaloons. Those puffy pants half down, like go down just past the knee, and then you got crazy plaid. I got a pair of plaid socks now. And I look ridiculous. It's on my author M.H. Hennigan Instagram. If you click the link in my description here, if you just head over to Instagram and type in author M. Hennigan, you'll find me and you'll see the crazy knickers I'm talking about. But these are the things that I'm going to bring forth to you on the podcast. It is still a medic's mind. It will always be a medic's mind because it'll always be my mind. And my mind will always have a concatenation with the ambulance and with life and service as a medic, as a healer. But in my own healing journey, I have evolved and I have become something a little different. And I'm working at things. I mean, today, for example, when I'm done this episode, later on today, I get to speak to a class of creative writing students. And the students are out in Ontario, but I get to tell them about writing a medic's mind and about writing Woven in War and about just writing articles and winning contests for nonfiction prizes. And what that means to me in the years that I faced where I felt completely devoid of an identity, because my identity had been so fixated on uniform and, you know, and service. And so I'm excited to be able to talk to them about that, because if I can help mitigate their, you know, troubles going forward, if I can give them some perspective on things that help them when they're in their troubling moments, which they will find some going forward in life, because that's life. If I can do that through spoken word and through these interactions, well, then I feel like I'm doing something. I feel like I'm continuing on my medic's journey, my medic's mind, my medic's life. I will always love being a medic, and I will always love having been a medic, and I will always love the idea behind and the symbolism behind being a medic. And in that, it will always be a part of me. So the Medic's Mind podcast name isn't going anywhere, but the format, the structure, the stories, the conversations that we have are definitely going to evolve and change. Speaking of telling you guys more stuff, though, I know it's been a lot of verbal diarrhea, a lot to take in. I'm sorry. It came to me and I sat down and started talking into the mic. Didn't even script this episode. So holy hell. But to tell you guys some exciting news, Woven in War, that's my next book, with a contributing author, Phil Hunter. He is the guy who is very, you know, important to the story. And I think that having his contributions to it just make it an incredible, piece of literature. And it's coming out soon. Yeah, it's gone through its final editing phase, and now my publisher is working heavily on the cover, and the book will be released, and I will let you guys know when it's released, and then I'll be hopefully doing some signings and some publicity stuff with that. And I'm pretty excited to share it with you guys. I think it's an amazing story. I think that it is a story that for Canada, it's important. It's important because it is a Canadian story, but it's a story that will be relatable to many different areas of life, Americans, British, French, you know, wherever. The underlying theme of the story is that of love and that of loss and that of reconnection. And I think that this is a pretty special project and it's a pretty special book, and I'm really humbled to have been able to work with people to get it out there. And I am so just elated to be able to share this with you guys. So keep an eye out on my socials. I will be talking more about Woven in War. Wherever you want to follow me, head over to, you know, Facebook, search for A Medic's Mind. If you go to Instagram, go to author M. Hennigan. I'm on X or Twitter or whatever the heck you want to call it. You can find me there. You'll be able to find me, but follow along my socials and I will have more info and updates for you guys as we go forward here. Pretty stoked about that. I'll also keep you guys appraised of next month. Next month is the gala, the Word on the Lake Writers Festival is happening on the 18th of May. I won first place for nonfiction story that I submitted. And as part of that, we get an award gala and we get to meet other writers and meet the people that selected our stories to be winners in those categories. So that's pretty humbling to me. And it takes place in Salmon Arm, BC. And those of you who have listened to the podcast long term will know that Salmon Arm is a very important place in my life. And I will definitely be sure to post some pictures from that event too. Obviously a little bit nervous about it. I'll probably come and talk to you guys prior to going. Not nervous in that, you know, I won something and I have to stand up on stage. No, that doesn't make me nervous. What makes me nervous is the people, the unfamiliarity of what the whole thing looks like. There's a lot that goes into it for me in getting into social situations. So there's going to be more that I need to talk to you guys about. And that will tie into the new format of the Emetics Mind podcast. Me just telling you about my life in recovery, telling you about my writing, telling you about the journey. So my thumbnail for the podcast is likely to change again. Don't know exactly what it's going to look like, but I think something a little more, maybe a little bit more generic even, if I can use that term, to reflect the fact that this is still a Medic's Mind, but it's not just medical centric. So I apologize if that disappoints any of you. But this is how I have to do things going forward. It's just what I got to do to continue this podcast. And I do want to continue this podcast. And I do want to continue sharing stories. And I do want to continue hearing from all of you. So please don't stop reaching out to me. Don't stop telling me your stories. They are so impactful and so meaningful. And I love you all very, very, very much. And I will definitely be, keeping you guys appraised of the changes that I make in the future. But I just felt like I had to come on and let you guys know that, hey, things are changing, but I don't think they're necessarily changing for the worse. In fact, I think things are only going to get better from here. So with that said, this is Emetics Mind, wishing you all the best. Be well, be safe, and above all else, keep talking to each other.
Journey with me in the mind of a medic. Oh, journey with me in the mind of a medic, 'cause that's my everyday.